countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, there's an ancient saying that in farming about the soil, lime, lime and no manure makes the fodder rich and the sun poor. The idea of spreading lime to boost fertility and production, it's a very short-term solution. If farmers want to hand on top-quality, healthy soils to their children, they need to pile on the manure and organic matter, it would seem. We've seen a massive increase in food production on Irish farms in the last decade or so, and this all depends, of course, on healthy soil. So, how are our farmland soils actually doing? Ella McSweeney went to find out and began with a walk on a farm at Ballymore Eustace in County Kildare.
We're going to get a spade here and then we're going to go down the field and we're going to dig a test hole in the field and I'll show you some of our soils.
Fergal Byrne is a ninth generation farmer on 160 acres in Ballymore Eustace in Kildare. He keeps sheep and cattle and grows oats and barley. About 5 years ago, he noticed that some of his soils were in trouble, so he began to put compost and manure on his fields. The results have been transformative.
Walking up our laneway here, and we're just going out to this field here. I have my three dogs here.
What are they called?
There's Glenn, Lady and Ollie. Right. Are we right through here? Come on. Beautiful heifer calf was born here yesterday evening. We'll chance digging a hole somewhere here, if you like it, Ella.
Off you go. Yeah. That's gone in very easily, hasn't it? You've lifted that.
Now,
let's have a look.
Now, look at the earth.
Oh, look at that. Worms everywhere.
See there, look at it.
Someone said to me that if you had a microscope on healthy soil, it's like looking at coppers on Saturday night. That's how busy it should be. Full of life.
Heaving with life. Right. We're down a good depth. And see the roots there, look at them small roots there. There's more worms.
More worms, but there's lots of life in there.
It's only when you really put your finger into it, look at, you see the mountain was in it. You look first, you can't see them. There's another one there. Look at, they're just everywhere, little small little lads.
And how have you got to a point where your soil is like this? Because you haven't always farmed this way.
Oh no, I would say I stopped using the chemicals and I started then farmyard manures instead and composts and things like that instead, and compost extract and things like that, just to get your farm back up and run more properly than at this stage.
And in the corner of this field I can see a couple of heads peering over and it's your cattle in the shade.
Oh yes. Livestock is an essential part of the farm, to be honest with you, because we're creating our own manures with our own livestock. It's part of the ecology of the farm.
So the cattle give you the digested grass to be able to spread around the place?
Yes, that's exactly it, like, kind of way, you know.
Soil is just a thin skin around the earth, but a quarter of all living species live in it, and there's three times more carbon stored in the soil than in the atmosphere. It has no legal protection in Ireland, and we have no soil monitoring network. But the positive news is that soil health on Irish farms is thought to be reasonably good. Dr. Paul Murphy is a soil scientist in UCD.
In general, I would say that soils in Ireland are in generally good condition. So some of the major threats to soils around the world, such as erosion and salinisation, for example, are not generally big issues in Ireland. However, there are issues. One of those would be organic matter levels, especially in our tillage soils. Another would be compaction of our soils and acidification of our soils, for example. Many of our soils, as far as we know, have been in agricultural production for thousands of years. For example, along the Boyne Valley, our soils have done us very well up to this point, and we're very lucky, actually, in our situation in Ireland.
Hi, my name is Colin Flynn. I'm farming 200 acres here in South Kildare. I'm a fourth generation farmer. I'm into tillage, mostly grain, oats, wheat. I grow peas for bachelors, barley, and have ground in transition into grass.
Colm has been farming for 45 years. And while the amount of barley, wheat and oats he can produce per acre has dramatically increased during that time, he's noticed that his soil health has declined.
We were traditionally ploughing land. We know how much power it takes to go through our ground. It's, you know, you're familiar with your own ground. And we found it was requiring more horsepower every year. Slowly, incrementally, getting harder and harder and harder to plough the land. Because the land was losing its body. And by mean body, that lovely, friable, loose, rich, organic kind of structure. It was starting to dry out, it was getting hard. Because we were killing off the bacteria, we were killing off the biology, we were killing off the fungal activity, we were killing off... We were using a single species. It would just grow one type of corn, one type of wheat, one type of grass. It doesn't work in nature. Slowly but surely, the soil biology started to go into decline.
So you noticed all those changes in your soil. How did you change your farming practices?
Well, very simply, we had a look at the soil.
And what did you see?
Nothing. When you don't have a crow landing on the crop after the plough, the crow is telling you that there's nothing there for me to eat.
So we've walked into your field here, huge fields you have. It's a sort of typical tillage farm from that point of view, surrounded at the edge by lots of beautiful trees. Below us, this is what they'd call a multi-species swarm.
Well, instead of having one, I have five here. The chicory will go down 1.5 metres in the ground and actually acts like a miner. It will forage around for all the lovely trace elements that we all need down at a depth where the traditional grass is cut, and it brings it to the surface.
And importantly for you here, what's it going to do to your soil?
That feeds the soil. It feeds the biology. It's fantastic what it's doing for free. I don't need to pay for it.
There's a lot of insects flying.
There's
up
a lot
the
of insects yeah. here. Last weekend, we had our first ever recording of a comma butterfly.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, I was well pleased.
The number one rule of ecology, right? There's no such thing as a free lunch. You can't just take, and not give back. A soil won't bear that, right? You know, soils need a rest, just as all of us need a rest. That is where we need to be careful. That is where we need to mind our soils.
And that report on the importance of healthy soil for farming and food production from Ella McStay.